the Yonaz of Yehudi Shita, Vivi of Yehudi, to say the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's alive, Hanukkah Vesei. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov says, Loi Min Hashem Nuzer, now this is not the reason why you do not receive Malkus. Elo Mishum, the Hever, Lav, Shem, Bameis, it's a simple reason. Because the Lav of Meis, if you leave over the Koven, you do not eat it the whole night. You leave it over to the next morning, you're over a Lav by not eating it, but it's a Lav, Shem, Bameis. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says, V'chol Lav, Shem, Bameis, and like all of any Lav that you do not do a Meis, you do not get Malkus for. So, Mechlal is the proof from over here, to Rabbi Yehuda, Tarakam Rabbi Yehuda, Sova, Reikon, Allah, Yehuda, yes. As yet, Malach of Meisa, you would receive Malchus, even if it's a law of Shem Ben Meisa, only because of the law of Nitzel Yasei. Zemor says, if so, for Rabbi Yaakov, Haivi, HaMeisa, Memenu, Ad Beike, Beish, Tisreifu, Lema Yosef, like what is the person you have to say this for? You do not receive Malchus, because it's a law of Nitzel Yasei, because it's a law of Shem Ben Meisa. So why do I need this essay for? So it's always asked the question, Vim Taimar, or Yitzvah Lohelos, Lohan Udin Sreifa, look, we need the Pasuk Pshita to tell us that there's a mitzvah to burn Sreifa. It's always says, no, Vyeshloima, Bimin HaSmichos Keporch. The more question is from the Smichos, one after another. Lama Yichos, the Kosri, Hochos, Somach Alav, how come the Torah say this mitzvah to burn it right after the Lav? E Lav, not for a swan in Tukayosa. So, Luchu, that's the Kashrin of Yaakov. Here it's Mashma that really you would receive Malkus. And the only reason why not is because of Lav and Nitzvah Yasei. Because if it's only come to teach us the mitzvah to burn it, it did not have to say it right after the Lav, it could have said it later. So why did it have to say the Lav right away? So Gemara says, no, there's another limit over here. The Gemara says, Mi boilu, neither the coins, Rabbi Yaakov, liketh none. Like we learned the Gemara of Sochem, it says, Ho at somais, the bones of the korban, fi hagidim, the veins, fi hanoisam. What's left over from the korban Pesach? Yisrael for b'shish also. You should burn it on the 16th day, not on Pesach in the morning, not on Tesvav in the morning, but you have to wait to the first day of Chol HaMoed Midrash, which is the 16th, the second day of Pesach, which is Chol HaMoed. You burn it on Chol HaMoed first. What's going to be Chal Shisos Lius B'Shabbos? That's when the first day of Pesach is on Friday, and the second day is Shabbos. Then Yisrael for b'Shiva, so you first have to burn the Neser on the 17th, on the first day of Chol of Pesach. And the Chal is why? This mitzvah essay of burning Neisar or burning the Atzomas Negim of the Korban Pesach is not Deich Shabbos. Therefore, that's the Chiddush of the Pesach. You first have to do it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol. Now, V'yom HaChizki, Chizki says, V'chein Tanad V'chizki, and Tanad V'chizki, in my time, what's the reason? And maybe no, maybe this mitzvah essay, since it's Bezmano, he's supposed to burn it. Maybe you have to burn this money, so maybe you have to burn it on the first day of Pesach. Maybe it is Deicha, the mitzvah, the lav of Yom Tov. Maybe you should burn it on the first day of Pesach. Maybe that's the mitzvah say. How do we know to say it's supposed to wait till the next day? So where it says, on the Mekor, the Pesach says, V'hanoisa mimenu ad boiker. Beish tisreifu. So the second time in the Pesach, the word boiker is bo hakos of likein boiker sheni. First the Pesach says, do not leave it over to the next morning. Then it says a second time, the word, second word, ad boiker, is extra, said already, boiker. So what's the second word, boiker, doing in the Pesach? So, bo'akos of lita in boiker, shenus refosa. The Pesach is teaching us that you should not burn this wafer the first morning when it becomes nicer, because we're talking about on Pesach. So the Torah says, do not leave it overnight until the next morning. So if you leave it over till the next morning, the first morning of Pesach, it becomes Neser. But you're not allowed to burn it now on Pesach. It's not Deicha Yom Tov. So therefore, the Pesach says, second, the boiker to teach us, you could not burn it now on Yom Tov, but you have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed to burn it then. That's why it says next to the word boiker. That's called Litain, a boiker, Shem L'Sway Fosay. That's what the Chiddush over here is to tell us, that it's not Deicha Shabbos, it's not Deicha Yom Tov. The Rashi says, boiker, Shem L'Dayim L'Tez Zayin, Dochimash Mekuro. Don't leave it over to the next morning. Don't leave it over to Pesach in the morning. And the Yenaisim Amenu, if you did leave it over, Avidich Boiker, until the second morning, then Beishas Reifel, then Yom Tov Zayin, Shulchan Amoed, but not on Yom Tov itself. So the kids, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that's the reason why it says, Beishas Reifel, ready after the Lops. Teaches this Kiddush that you cannot burn it the first day, but the second day. Now the Gemara starts a whole new sugya. The Rambam Abaye says, that Komilsa the Yom Rachmon Le Savad. Anytime the Torah says do not do something, Ishnel Imavir, even if you do it, Nani, still it's Chal. Torah says don't marry this lady, the Torah says don't take off Maisa before Truma. So even though there's a law to do it, but if you do it, it's Chal, what you did helps. And what's his proof? Because these Sakadat, if you would tell me a thing, these Sakadaitach, no Imani, it's not Chal, is on my luck, if what purpose did you get Malkus then? You didn't do anything wrong. So that's the proof, since you get Malkus and Allah, that what you did does help. Rava Mrava says, no, Loi Mahani, the Torah says, do not do it, even if you do it, it's not Chal, doesn't help. It's as if you didn't do it. If so, Bahai the Lok, how can you get Malkus? Mishum the Ovar Amem with Rachmono. Because you do not listen to what the Torah says, what Hashem says. Hashem says, do not do it, and you went ahead and did it. See, even though the Maisa is not Chal, but still the Maisa we say, you get Malkus. So we'll go through now, Mishem, next tomorrow, next tape, we'll go through the whole sugya, exactly where exactly is the machlokes, because the most loving, the Gemara says, according to both of them, it is Chal. Places there to Kasher, according to Ravo, if you shech the Korm Pesach when you have chametz in your house, since there's a law to shech the Korm Pesach when you have chametz, the Shechita should be Pesach. And we know the Shechita is Kasher. The Torah says, Mishalma, there's a special crew to say it's Kasher. Another question is, if you put a mum on your bechor, your tzor moizim bechor, it should be yasa to use it midiraisa. Because the Torah says do not do it. So according to Rav, the Torah says do not do it. Even if you do it, it's considered like you did not do it. And we know the only reason why you can't use the bechor with that mum is because of the knas. The Torah says no. Here the pshat is not worse as if the mum would come by itself. If the mum would come by itself, also be a good mum. So now that you did it, then in the mitzvahs you have a mum. So exactly where the machlokes is between Abai and Rav. Then we'll see tomorrow on the next stuff. All right, we'll stop here.